Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Thursday to you, and there's a lot of traffic out there because many of you have tomorrow off. I know I don't. We know somebody who does.
Your wife?
Your wife has tomorrow off?
You know once again who has the day off.
That's great. I'm glad that you guys could spend some quality time together this weekend.
No, you're off again. Yes. One of the 17 annual vacations you take.
Where I go nowhere. But all I do is work around the house. That's the problem.
Well, then go to work. Sounds like it's fun.
There's some moments where you think, man, should I really burn a vacation day to do this? Probably not.
All you got to do is just think, let's go out. Just, work 2 hours. That's all the time we put in here, just 2 hours. No big deal.
Sometimes I don't even work that many hours.
Nobody can tell. No. It's great to be with you on the 2nd of July. And we're past the halfway mark of the year. Heading into the second half. We're going to have a little Phillies talk tomorrow for you, by the way. Matter of fact, I also encourage Kevin to attempt to get Harvey Levin on the show. That way he would feel comfortable with... with the guest list. Your kind of guy.
He does seem to dig good information up, though.
He's your guy. He's TMZ. Come on.
Good info.
That's what you just keep saying that to yourself over and over again. It's good info. I love it. That's good stuff. You just keep saying it. Like say it like it's a mantra.
Say it like a mantra.
You got to admit, I come up with sayings you don't expect.
Yeah, you're right. I cannot deny that.
Over and over. Just say it over and over again until it really becomes part of your soul. Harvey Levin, my man. Way to go, Harv. Oh my goodness. All right, today we're gonna actually at one point talk about Bucknell wrestling schedule, so we'll do that today. We have Dan Wernsberger on at 3:35 today. We're actually gonna have one of the beat writers for the Phillies on tomorrow to talk about the incredible shakeup that has changed the entire tone of the franchise. Don't you feel better now that they've changed the tone of the franchise?
Listen, the tone couldn't have gotten any different. It couldn't have gotten any more negative, I'll put it that way.
I mean, look at your teams. The teams that you root for. Philly's not doing great. Steelers frustrate you no end. They've lowered the standards of the Hall of Fame just to make you happy.
Oh, don't even start.
I just did. Come on. Hey, come on.
What is with all the suspensions today in the NFL? Is it substance abuse day in the NFL?
It's July 2nd. So it's the start of the second half of the year.
Is that why it's all coming out today? Yeah. I didn't realize that was a...
Yeah, it's post-June 30th. Post-June 30th. So,
We've had two so far today. Richardson for the Jets out for four games. And Rolando McClain for the Cowboys, a linebacker, out for four games.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, two good players. Not awesome, incredible, or great, but two good players. Two good players. Both having now to sit out.
Sheldon Richardson did tweet out, "I apologize for my mistake and for disappointing the people who mean everything to me."
Well, that wouldn't be us. Jim Harbaugh had a reaction to Colin Cowherd saying, "I've been a part of clunker interviews before. It takes two to make a clunker."
Like he was going to come out and say, "You know what? You're right. It was my fault."
Well, you know what? I would have respected him more. Wouldn't you? I would have respected him more.
I wouldn't have expected him to say that.
The Pirates, by the way, are winning. They're up 2-0. Last I heard, over Detroit, looking for a sweep against Detroit. But again, it's their inability, with the second-best record in the National League, to gain any ground. I mean, that's the big issue. Can't gain ground on a team that refuses to lose. Now, the other day I brought up, I thought, was a very intriguing question to Kevin. Oh, wait, here's Kevin just sent me an email.
Your email is slow today.
I just looked at it for the first time. I was out playing golf. And Sheldon Richardson is suspended. Tim Duncan returning. A-Rod bonus cut for $661. Is Braxton Miller transferring? Wow. Fabulous.
Well, Braxton Miller came out today and said that he's got an announcement of his plans for next week. Now, that either means one of two things. He's really trying to get some PR for being able to return to practice, or something bigger.
Look, if he was going to transfer, as far as... Now, players do transfer this time of the year. It's happened before. Roberson, the quarterback for Indiana, transferred, but he transferred down. Ended up going to, I want to say, Illinois State. Didn't they play in the championship game?
Illinois State? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
FCS.
Yeah, that's where he transferred to. Because I remember watching him in the championship game. And he played about the same in the championship game as, you know, I recall him playing. There was really no difference as to how he played. Miller, I believe, does have his degree. And because he does, he has a wide range of options that he can look into if he decides to leave. All right, so be it. You know, everybody knows how crowded it is and so on and so forth. By the way, Matt Brown was named the Capital One Division I Academic All-American of the Year, national champion at Penn State. Good news there. But the Ohio State deal, frankly, is playing out about the way I thought it would. And I don't think you could pick out any other way for it to play out except the way it's playing out. And that is one confusing mess. Quarterback's an interesting spot because we encourage competition at the other 21 spots. I mean, really encourage competition at the other 21 spots on a football team. Or, you know, if you wanted to extend it out, the other 23, a punter and a place kicker. And we encourage it. Best man wins. All right, fine. If Terrell Barney, for example, massively outplays Austin Johnson in the preseason, Barney starts. Now, none of us expect that. AJ's one of the best defensive tackles in the Big Ten and one of the better ones in the country. So is Zettel. But if, for example, if somebody wins out, wins a job, they win the job. Quarterback's not one of them, as we all know. Everyone likes the stability of one quarterback, but they always want to make sure that the backup has something under, you know, under the hood. It's just not you open the hood and there's no engine there. You want to make sure the backup has something. And, you know, Penn State got by last season with Christian Hackenberg taking every snap except for, you know, DJ Quirk took a few. But that's a walk-on where they were trying to preserve two freshmen they were redshirting. One eventually transferred out of Michael O'Connor, the other in Trace McSorley State. In football, we don't like competition at one spot. The other 21 spots, we're all for it. Christian Campbell wins it, or if Trevor Williams wins it, whomever. I just want to have the best corner out there. Trevor Williams, Christian Campbell, which one's better? And there's no real feel from the fans as to which one is better. They may see a couple things they like in one and the other, but it doesn't cause an emotional debate. Quarterback does. I know, obviously, in the Big Ten Network, they've done the 1986 Big Ten Elite, a show which obviously I'm extremely familiar with because I was the narrator of the show. And there's that part after the Orange Bowl where, after Matt Kizner came in relief, played pretty well, Joe opened up the job between John Schaefer and Matt Kizner. And in, I think it was July of 86, if I recall the story. I mean, I was here. I mean, so I'm just trying to remember what the show said. I trust what they put down. I think the script said it was July of 86. The Harrisburg Patriot News put out a poll. Well, it had a poll. They put it in the paper. Had fans vote. And 80% voted for Kizner to be the starting quarterback. When they got to camp, every day, Joe alternated who had the blue jersey on, who was with the first group. Finally, at the end, you know, and then they went around and they asked the coaches and coaching staff, and it was almost split evenly among the coaches as to who the starter should be, John Schaefer or Matt Kizner. So Joe then selected John Schaefer. And in the first night game ever at Beaver Stadium, Schaefer was able to quiet everybody about this. Because, you know, even to this day, it still bugs John a bit to this day. And he knows in the Orange Bowl he didn't play well. He knows that. But John Schaefer stood up like a man at the Orange Bowl and met the media and took all the blame himself. I mean, his exact quote was, you know, to have one guy screw it up for everybody else. You know how much it takes to stand up and do that? At the age of 21? There are 31, 41, and 51s that won't do that. It's one of the reasons why John has been an incredible success in his life on Wall Street. Still shows up here. And I love talking with John. Brings his boys. Well, they were split, and Joe picked John Schaefer. Play the first night game ever at Beaver Stadium Temple. John throws three touchdown passes. And Penn State wins something like 45-10, 45-14, some number like that. And John went on to have a very good season in 86. His two best games were at Alabama and at Notre Dame. I believe John had a total of five, maybe six incompletions in the two games in Tuscaloosa and South Bend. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, that's something nobody ever talks about. And Penn State, of course, went undefeated. National championship game. He didn't throw the ball particularly well in the championship game, but he did score a touchdown rushing. But that's, you know, that was an example of a Penn State quarterback situation where a newspaper, look, they're trying to sell paper, so you come up, hey, who do you think the quarterback should be? That's fine. I don't blame them. It's their job to draw interest and get people to buy the paper to do something about it. That's fine. And it's the one position, back to Ohio State now, where, yeah, we have an embarrassment of riches. It is a plus to have an embarrassment of riches. It is it's a minus to have it in such a way where you don't know what to do. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
I always love when they do those show promos. Why are the U.S. women so good? Okay, let's just get to it. I can tell you exactly why they're so good. They have more talent.
We talked about that yesterday. He must have been listening.
But I'm just saying, no offense, but it's not as complicated as we make it out to be. Normally, I'd say eight times out of ten, the team with the most talent wins.
And today, Rafael Nadal did not have the most talent and is gone.
Rafa has not played well this year. I know Bill Amin texted me from the All England Club. I know that bothers you.
What, did they call it the All England Club? No, I think that's really cool.
No, I think it bothers you that I even have connections at Wimbledon.
Doesn't bother me as much as it used to.
So you admit it used to. he's at all the tennis events. He does. He used to work game day. Bill used to work.
They do game day for tennis.
Well, no, Bill Amin used to work game day. College game.
Oh, you mean college game day? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, they had a game day for tennis.
No, but to their credit, they cover Wimbledon really well. A lot of stories lately about ESPN cutting back. They've already, they didn't get the contract to Bill Simmons. There's a lot of speculation right now about Colin Cowherd. No, not that he's doing anything wrong. He's not. And that there is a story today that Keith Olbermann, whose contract is up in August, that they would like him to stop his commentaries to keep the show.
I think there's a lot of people that would feel the same.
Well, you know what? I want to get into that part of it. I mean, we can't initially, but we will get to it shortly. We'll have Dan Wernsberger on next to talk about the Bucknell wrestling schedule. But then I want to get into that. Commentary is a necessary part of the medium. It's an entertainment part. We do it on this show every day. You're not going to please everybody as you do it. And I think it's one of the, we were talking about iconic voices. I'll get into the connection there.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Was Lawrence volunteering for a job? What the heck? What job is he volunteering for?
I don't know.
There's something about regulating something.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but I have to admit, I want to hear the show tomorrow now.
I mean, to be frank with you, I don't think it's a resume builder. I just don't.
I'm not going to judge. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I can tell you right now, I know I'm not sure. Like, wow. You know, I mean, I thought it was a big deal. We were talking about baseball and wrestling and had Delaney on from the Big Ten recently. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good get, but, I mean, Lawrence is trying to play. Can you top this? Regulating what? I didn't know you could regulate them. All right. Dan Wernsberger joins us. Bucknell Wrestling. Coach, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, let's talk about that schedule. You know, and what are some elements in that schedule that you tried to build in as you put it together?
You know, it's a combination of where you want to put the best schedule together that's going to benefit your team, where your team's going to gain some success, as well as focus in, you know, on your individuals. We have an experienced team coming back as well. We're coming off our best year in program's history, so obviously we're 9 out of our 10 starters are back in our lineup, and so we want to make it as competitive as possible, and really focus on the team element, but at the same time you want to focus on and highlight your individuals and give them the best competition they can see during the course of the year, which prepares them ultimately for the end of the year result in March, first week in March and third week in March, which matter the most in our sport. So all of it's kind of preparing those guys for that, and I think we have a good schedule at hand.
So you're just trying to really make this thing build as the season goes along.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to load it on the front end with some competition that's going to challenge our guys, dual meet wise and tournament wise, and we think we have that. And then the middle of the year, you kind of want to focus again on one or two really important competitions. And then the end of the year, obviously, as you're gearing up for March, you want to do the same. So you don't want to have them all in, you know, first half of the year or second half of the year. We try to spread it out, and I think we've done a good job of that with our schedule this year with, you know, Lehigh on the front end, Cliff Keen, Las Vegas Invitational, a huge national tournament right there that first week in December. And, you know, and then moving into wrestling Oklahoma here at home in Lewisburg is a big deal for us middle of January.
What did it take to get Oklahoma to come in?
You know, I have a relationship with their head coach, Mark Cody. He's done a phenomenal job there. He used to be the head coach at American University where, you know, he was able to transform and turn that program into a national contender. And so I have that relationship to start with. And a couple of years ago, we took a trip out to Oklahoma where we wrestled Oklahoma State and we wrestled Oklahoma on the same trip. And part of the deal there was, you know, Mark agreed to coming back to the east here, to the northeast, and wrestle us here in central Pennsylvania just by us coming out there and giving those guys a home duel. So he was nice enough and generous enough to come and make the visit back to us here in central PA.
Now, you're going to go to Vegas, as you mentioned, for the Cliff Keen Invitational, huge tournament, but you're also in the Virginia Duels. What does it mean for you to get into both of those tournaments to get some nationwide experience for your kids?
Well, it means a lot. It's important. It's important that we set up our schedule accordingly. And you know what? We have a lot of alumni out there, a lot of Bucknell alum that are scattered throughout the country. They're not just located in one pocket. And, you know, we like to get out to the West Coast, and the Cliff Keen Las Vegas Invitational gives us an opportunity to go out west. And for some of our alumni that don't necessarily get a chance to come out east and watch us wrestle, they can come out to that, out to Las Vegas and watch us that particular weekend. Same thing down in the southeast. We go out to, you know, down to Virginia, down to Hampton, and it allows some of our alumni and family and friends that are located in that area, they can come watch us compete for that particular weekend. They're both prestigious events. They're national events, and it really does a good job as far as preparing our guys and seeing the type of competition they're going to need to see and they're going to need to beat in order to put themselves on the top of the podium at the NCAA tournament, which is what we're, our goal is, you know, is to get our first ever national champion in program's history. That's a big deal, you know, and to continue to start bringing back some more All-Americans to Bucknell. And I think we have some momentum. We have things moving in the right direction. You know, our schedule defines that, as well as just hired a new assistant coach, Kevin LaValle, who comes back in the fold. And we're getting ready to move into a brand-new wrestling center, the Graham Wrestling Building, or the Graham Building. We're about a year away from moving into that complex of state-of-the-art, brand-new wrestling facility that will house our guys, 16,000 square foot of space.
Last year you had six EIWA place winners, four NCAA qualifiers. What kind of year did you have to set the tone for the future, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it was a very important year. It was a critical year. The timing was right. I think it gives us the right momentum as we move forward. And the reason why I say that, I mean, the timing couldn't have been better, and it seems to always work out that way, you know, when you just when you roll up your sleeves and you go to work. But with the momentum that we now have from having our best year in program history, being in the top 25 for 9 consecutive weeks, ending the year in the top 25, and now we got momentum to pitch and to sell to recruits and show recruits, hey, here's the next steps we're taking. We're moving into a $12 million Graham building that's gonna feature wrestling, where it's gonna be locker room and offices, wrestling space, lounge, weights, fitness, the whole thing for these guys is gonna be set up. And along with that, we're bringing back our best wrestler in program history, Kevin LaValle. He graduated as our winningest wrestler ever. The last guy to ever beat Kyle Dakin College was Kevin LaValle. He's still competing, trying to make the 2016 Olympic team. He just took third at the World Team Trials, and he's ranked 18th in the world. So the kind of year we have really can be a springboard for moving us into the future as far as bigger goals, higher aspirations. And again, like I said, one of the most important things in my mind for the program is to bring home our first ever national champion.
The national championship this year, you know, and it sells out everywhere, you know, whether it's in Iowa, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Philadelphia, but this time it's at Madison Square Garden.
Hey.
What does it mean for the sport to have it in that arena?
Well, I think it's cool. I mean, it's such a prestigious venue. Obviously, it's worldwide famous, and you know, to have the NCAA wrestling tournament, you know, in New York City, you know, being the focal point in a historic venue like Madison Square Garden, that's a big deal, man. I think it's a big deal for our sport. It's gonna be a big deal for those kids that participate in it, and you know, I think our sport continues to get a lot of attention, especially that time of year. ESPN has done such a phenomenal job with its coverage, but I think this is going to even put a greater and a bigger spotlight on the sport of wrestling. So it's going to be interesting to see how this year goes, and everyone I know is really looking forward to the event being held at MSG.
All right, this time of the year, what do you expect of your student-athletes as they get ready? What do they need to do between now and the time that you can officially get your hands on them?
Well, these guys, the expectation, there's not a lot we can do to structure these guys through workouts in the summertime. You know, you talk about lifestyles, keeping up with, you know, every other program out there that wants to win. Their guys are doing it 10 and a half, 11 months out of the year. So NCAA allows them to lift with our strength coach and be conditioned by our strength coach. And then, you know, the expectation is that these guys are getting on the mat and doing as much wrestling as possible. And in our sport, there's no doubt in my mind, this is the time of year when you make your greatest gains as an individual and as an athlete. During the wrestling season, November through March, you don't really get that much better because everybody's doing the same thing. So you're not passing up the competition. You know, everyone is doing the same thing. This time of year, you know, what you do on July 2nd, what you did June 15th, what you're going to do July 20th, August 10th, this time of the year basically defines what kind of season and what kind of year you're going to have and basically what kind of result you're going to have at the end of the year. Obviously, there's things that go along with it, like, you know, illness and injury and just feeling your best. Things have to fall into place for you. But you're going to give yourself the best chance and the best opportunity by doing the right things this time of year and living the correct lifestyle and putting yourself around the right people, maintaining a healthy diet and nutrition, and training. I mean, there's nothing more important to this sport than getting ahead is improving your techniques, and lifting and getting as big and strong as possible, at the same time maintaining a healthy weight class. So that's our expectation. We can't twist these guys' arms or force them to do it. I wouldn't want to anyway, because at the end of the day, your guys that are most successful are the guys that are self-motivated and understand personal responsibility. And I think the culture of our team and the experience of our team, we're heading in that direction. It's a great sign for me as a coach where I don't have to, you know, tell these guys a whole lot or dictate a whole lot. They're very self-motivated, and they want to do things and accomplish things on their own.
In fact, I've talked about that in basketball sense for years. I've always said games are made in the summer. That's where your game is made. When it comes to, you mentioned culture. I'm going to go back to something Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors talked about, and I've talked about it extensively on the show, but I always like to get the perspective of coaches on this. Obviously, he had a spotlight moment where a lot of people were listening to him, and he talked about the coaching part of it, and he said to him, 90% is creating the right environment, 10% is strategy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that statement?
Nah, I think it's pretty accurate. It's very accurate. I mean, I think you got to put these guys need to be and create, and whether it's, you know, part of it, I think, is created by the coaches. And I really believe a larger part of it is created by the individuals that make up the team. You know, they're putting the time in. They're spending the most time together. And it doesn't matter if you're a freshman or a senior, you're 18 or 22, you can affect in a positive light the culture and the direction of the program just on how you respond, how you live your life, making those right choices, doing the extra work, showing up first to practice, being the last one to leave. It only takes two or three of those guys to do it the right way, and it can become very contagious for the other guys to see. Obviously, you want your coaching staff leading the way, and I think most coaching staffs do. You know, they do lead that way. A lot of, in our wrestling business, shoot, I'm 43 years old, and I'm still getting on the mat with these guys, you know, and I don't really have a whole lot to prove other than I'm just trying to get out there and help these guys as much as possible, and I'm in the weight room with them, and sometimes I'm out conditioning with these guys. So I think leading from that side of the coin, those guys see that from the coaching side, but I think the big-time culture comes from those guys that make up the team that spend all their time together, whether it's, you know, within the athletic arena or away from the athletic arena. They spend a lot of time together.
Great answer. Glad you really. I always like to get. I don't care what level you coach at. I don't care if it's the Gold State Warriors or Bucknell Wrestling. There's no difference between the two. You're still dealing. Yeah, there's no difference.
Because you're looking at results. Yeah, I mean, you're still looking for a result no matter what it is. That's what I get paid to. That's how I feed my family. So you're looking for results. At the end of the day, I don't think it's not about me. I can say that. I don't think it's as much about the coach or about me as it's about those young men, those young women that are participating and really putting in the time.
Right. Again, that's a great point. And I know that Kevin just played a promo on the station, and it's about the morning show, the one that's on before Mark Lawrence. And he said, whomever the host is, why is the U.S. women's soccer team so successful? And I said to Kevin, and as they played it, I said, because they have more talent. Dan, thanks so much. It's great to be talking wrestling on July 2nd. We appreciate the time you gave us today.
Yeah, it's really cool. Thanks for having me on, guys. Happy 4th of July to you guys.
Happy 4th of July to you and your family, Dan. Thanks so much.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend.
We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Kevin, 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 50 seconds away from his 17th vacation of the year.
I'm not counting.
Sure.
I think you're the one that's excited about me taking vacation and not hanging out with you anymore. That's what I think. I've read between the lines.
Have a great time, by the way. I want you to go out and have a good time. We are going to do, while you're away, It's actually going to be, for me, a very busy week while you're away, because I've got several things going on, including we're going to do the show from the U.S. Women's Open at Lancaster Country Club on Monday. And, you know, I think it's just important to get out there, and it's a national event in relatively close to us. Is Lancaster, what, maybe an hour and 15 minutes away from somewhere?
It's probably closer to an hour and a half, hour 45.
Yeah, but and the USGA actually is the one that asked us to do the show there, believe it or not. And so I said, yeah, we'll do, you know, Monday practice round. I think it would be good for us to go there. And we'll do that. And we've got that coming up. I think that that's just an important local event for us, you know, or an important national event. But it also is also going to open the door for us next year. And it would open the door for us next year to do the U.S. Men's Open at Oakmont, like we did at Marion in 2013. Can you believe we talk about 2013 in such a past tense in this show? That's how long we've been doing the show.
Oh, you're telling me. I'm sorry, was the mic on there?
Happy days are here again. You just sit back and go, I can't stand that guy.
I have never said that out loud.
I've never said that to my kid. Happy days are here. How long you out?
I don't know. I'm not counting.
I just want to know what to count on. Yeah. And then Live for Life next week. So we got that coming up, too. So, yeah, it'll be a busy week. Let's see. No speeches next week, so that's good. But, yeah, we'll take the show, the U.S. Women's Open Lancaster Country Club, coming up on Monday. It's just better to do the show from a practice round. Oh, you know, and that comes from experience, because we tried doing the show from an actual round. You know, a practice round, an actual round. That's what we did the last time. But I think we need to change our minds here. How about that? Let's change our minds. Let's just do this a little different way. So we're looking for, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be great. Michelle Wee's the defending champion. So we've got that coming up next week while Kevin's in North Carolina swimming.
You know, I'm not sure I want to go there right now. Let's try and sneak in Dave from Sunbury here before the top of the hour. Dave?
Dave, how are you?
Okay, Steve. Well, you know, when you said that Kevin said he's reading between the lines?
Yes.
Right? Well, I thought he was looking at the pictures.
Oh, Dave. That's, I mean, not even I would have said that, Dave.
See, spot run. Run, spot run. See, I can read.
You know what they say? Low-hanging fruit.
It's true.
Oh, hey, he did that to me. He did that to me a couple weeks ago about the low-hanging fruit thing. Right. And I sat back and went, what are you talking about, low-hanging fruit? Come on, low-hanging fruit. This is the king of TMZ. He and Harvey Levin are on speed dial.
Don't I wish.
That's exactly right. Don't you wish?
Well, hey, Steve, I got an idea for you.
I'm open.
How about going up to Flushing Meadows, you know, and they have the U.S. Open and do a spot from there?
Harder for me to do. I do have the ability to do it. Obviously, I'm connected enough to get in there.
especially with ESPN, with Bill, my good friend Bill Amin is at Wimbledon right now.
Well,
the problem with that, Dave, is the fact that it's football season, and when you get the when you get the football season between quarterback club, TV show, Thursday night talk show, still doing the spikes at the same time, and football, it becomes a very it's tough for me, and I can get in it doing the show from there. I could get a credential like that and do the show like that. The problem is, at that time, there are a couple of extra balls in the juggling air.
Yeah. Well, somebody might want to go in a suitcase, like down to Australia or over to France.